Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you You Say It First, a Happily Inc. novel by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. Don't take this wrong, but I really need you to take off your shirt. Pallas Saunders winced as she said the words. This was so not how she usually conducted an interview. But desperate times and all that. Nick Mitchell raised his eyebrows.
Excuse me?
A valid semi-question, and certainly better than simply bolting, which, hey, he could have done.
It's an emergency, she said, waving her hand in what she hoped was a can-we-please-move-this-along gesture.
I'm going to need more than that.
Fine.
She drew in a breath, then began talking, fast. I have a wedding in less than an hour, and I'm one Roman soldier short. JT ran off to L.A. because his agent called about an audition. Note to self, do not hire actors during pilot season. Anyway, I need a Roman soldier. You're about the same height as the other guys, and you're here because you need a job, so take your shirt off, please. If you look halfway decent, I'll sponge tan you, and you'll carry a very skinny girl in on a palanquin.
On what?
On one of those sedan chair things. I swear, she probably doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. I don't think she's eaten in 3 months. You look strong. You'll do great. Please. There's a check at the end. Not a very big one, but money was money. And Nick Mitchell had answered her ad for a part-time carpenter, so he must be at least a little desperate for money. A feeling Pallas could so relate to.
You want me to carry a girl in on a palanquin for her wedding?
Why were the pretty ones always dumb? She wondered with a sigh. Because Nick certainly qualified as pretty. Tall, with dark hair and eyes. His shoulders were broad, and from what she could see, he looked to be in shape. So what was the big deal?
The name of my business is Weddings in a Box.
She gestured to the walls around them. This is box-like. People come here to get married. I do theme weddings. The couple today won a Roman wedding. You'd be stunned at how popular they are. The Roman wedding includes the palanquin for the bride. Please, I beg you, take off your shirt.
You're weird,
Nick muttered, as he unbuttoned his shirt and tossed it onto her desk. Hallelujah, she thought, walking around to view him from the back. As she'd hoped, he looked good, with broad shoulders and plenty of muscle. No massive tattoos, no ugly scars. Not that she objected to tattoos, but so few of them were Roman wedding appropriate. And she really didn't have time to do her thing with concealer. As it was, Nick would fit in with the other guys perfectly.
You're hired, but we have to hurry.
She grabbed him by the hand and dragged him down the hall toward the male cast dressing room. Because themed weddings required a cast of, if not thousands, then at least 3 or 4. Roman weddings had the palanquin-carrying crew, and all the servers were dressed in togas. Not original, but the clients were happy, and that was what mattered. She pulled Nick into the large plain room with racks of costumes at one end and a counter with lit mirrors above at the other. 3 guys in various states of undress were already there. 2 were stepping into white togas, while the 3rd was studying himself in the mirror. Alan glanced up from his self-appraisal and smiled.
Hello, stranger.
Not for long, Pallas muttered. Please help Nick get ready for the wedding. Nick, Alan, Alan, Nick. She glanced at her watch and shrieked.
We have less than an hour, people.
She turned to Nick. Ever done fake tanning?
Do I look like I do fake tanning?
Until that second, the man in front of her had been little more than a capable shoulder upon which she could rest 1/4 of a bride. Now she actually looked at him. At the dark eyes watching her with a combination of disbelief and wariness, the firm set of his oddly attractive mouth. He had big hands, she noted absently, then did her best not to laugh. Big hands? Seriously? Because she had time for that in her life? She walked over to the counter and opened a drawer. Inside were gloves sealed in plastic, gloves coated with fake tanning product she could buy in bulk for a very happy price.
I'm about to rock your world, she told him cheerfully. Let's go.
Nick Mitchell felt as if he'd stepped into an alternate universe, one where...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?